Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With Taylor Swift. By the way, more revelations from her Miss Americana documentary that drops on Netflix January 31st. It premiered at Sundance, and she talks about some struggles she's had in the past. I'll cover those in Entertainment Schmig in about 10, 15 minutes or so.
Alex Petrangelo wrote a really cool article for NHL.com with the All-Star Game, the NHL All-Star Game in St. Louis this weekend, basically telling people what they got to see. So anybody coming to town to visit, opposing players, all this stuff. Here's what Alex Petrangelo loves about St. Louis. It's a really great article. He talks about all the time that he spent here and you know, his wife being from here, raising his kids here. It's fantastic. He's got some good recommendations in here we'll talk about, but there's a few things I take issue with. number one, restaurants, the section on restaurants, just one word, Fuddruckers, which I think is kind of weird.
No, that's not what he said.
You sure?
He talked about
the
Hill.
You can build your own hamburger, Tim. Come on.
He did.
Petrangelo loves Fuddruckers. No, he doesn't even mention Fuddruckers, but I think it, the whole article is just like, things to do in St. Louis this weekend, Fuddruckers.
He did mention Chick-fil-A and McDonald's because he has 18-month-old triplets. And he talked about how they're machines.
Yep.
And he just, like, I think he takes him to any place with like a play place and just lets him run.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't recommend Fuddruckers, but he does a few things. He does say the art. She's like, you gotta see it. I know it's obvious, but it's pretty cool. And you actually get up there and see what it actually is. I didn't think much of it until I first looked up close, probably 10 years ago. He's like, when you get there, it's a lot bigger than you'd expect. 630 feet. So Petrangelo's an arch guy. He says you check out the arch. That's obvious.
He talked about all the renovated arch grounds, too, and how they did such a good job with that. And we've both been down there recently, and it is really cool.
We arched it up. Yeah. It's cool. And people should go check that out if you're coming to town. And then he talks about the Cardinals, how great they are, how great Ballpark Village is, that he tries to get to Ballpark Village when he's bringing people to town, stuff like that. And he also talks about all the Cardinals that have done for this city, winning 13 World Series.
Wait.
I never counted 13. So
it's 11, right?
Yeah.
11.
11 and 11.
Well, he's
off by a couple, but he's a hockey player. He's looking ahead
and he knows things we don't.
That could also be the case.
He added the Stanley Cup in there and the one they're going to win in 2020.
Yeah, the Stanley Cup counts for one. So he kind of screwed that up, but that's okay. Talks about the aquarium. He's been to the aquarium. He said he broke his back chasing the kids around the aquarium, which I think it's weird for a professional athlete to admit to a career-ending injury in an article getting tourists.
But you know what? I
broke my back there. What?
You know what? I would
Alex.
Love,
I would it's love an upper a, body injury.
Yeah. Well,
when they say upper body injury now on Petrangelo, you know it's just the triplets. I would love to just watch a 30-minute documentary of like a day with Alex and his wife and the triplets.
Yeah. What's funny also is he keeps talking about the triplets through this whole thing. He only has two kids. All right, I'm a fan.
He talked about not just the aquarium, but Union Station too, and now they've done like such an awesome job renovating it.
He did, yeah. And he was like, go to the first arch, then go see the second and third arches. Alex, what are you doing, man?
That's McDonald's.
He loves Union Station. He's talking about how great the fanfare is going to be. That's what's going on. It started last night, goes on all weekend. Oh, and then restaurants. He did not mention Fuddruckers. He talks about the Hill, Charlie Gito's. He's a big fan. They always bring people there. Nice steak, Capital Grill, or 801 Chop House. He's spending that Alex Petrangelo money. Olive and Oak and Webster, he says, is his favorite spot. We've talked about it a bunch. More trendy, good cocktails, different menu. He loves it. And then he just talks about how great people in the Midwest are. You know, I've been here a long time, and people in the Midwest are good people. I think anytime you look at Winter Classic, Stanley Cup Final, World Series, people, you know, they take pride in their city. We take a lot of pride in the city. My wife's from here. I get to know a lot of people, and they're really good people. Anything you need, they'll make sure they take care of it for you.
We might be bad at math, but we
will. We? Yeah. He's Canadian.
Entertainment Schmig up in 6 minutes. Halsey's bad tweet she had to take back yesterday, and more on Taylor Swift's documentary in 6 minutes on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.